This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Judge Amy Coney Barrett declined to say Tuesday whether presidents should commit to a peaceful transfer of power while she was under questioning by the Senate Judiciary Committee in the second day of her confirmation hearing for appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court. Barrett said she would not get drawn into political controversies. She also declined to say whether she would recuse herself from any legal disputes arising from the presidential election November 3rd. U.S. President Donald Trump, who nominated her for the Supreme Court position, is running for re-election in that race. The president is trailing his challenger, Joe Biden, in national polls. He said he wants Barrett confirmed to avoid a 4-4 stalemate on contested election issues. And Barrett is under consideration to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the court after Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death last month. The International Monetary Fund is projecting a deep global recession in 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Global economies are expected to shrink by 4.4%. Speaking at the IMF's World Economic Outlook Forum in Boston Tuesday, IMF Chief Economist Geeta Gopinath said the pandemic shut down business and industry throughout the world. Gopinath said resurgences of the virus and other political uncertainty suggest the global economic recovery will be slow and uneven well into 2021. She called for much better international cooperation to end the pandemic in terms of creating and sharing treatments and vaccines once they're available and producing them at a large scale. She also said governments should focus their recovery efforts on direct aid to households and businesses. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. An FBI agent testified in court Tuesday that members of anti-government militant groups discussed kidnapping Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam in a meeting 4 months ago. Special Agent Richard Trask, who was part of an investigation that resulted in six men being charged last week of planning to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, said the suspects discussed Northam during a June meeting in Ohio. During a hearing in a federal court in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Trask said anti-government group members from several states attended the June meeting. He said they voiced dissatisfaction with the governor's management of the coronavirus pandemic and discussed kidnapping a sitting governor. The June meeting was the subject of an FBI probe into a number of anti-government groups that led to last week's arrest of six men for allegedly planning to kidnap Whitmer and the placement of state terrorism charges against seven other men. If convicted, the suspects face life in prison. The FBI said Tuesday that it has reached no firm conclusion about what caused a massive explosion in the port of Beirut, Lebanon on August 4th. It killed nearly 200 people. While other agencies in the United States and Europe believe the blast was accidental, the FBI said Tuesday that, quote, no such conclusion has been reached. Lebanese media said Tuesday that the FBI had handed its report on the incident to a Lebanese judge the day before, but the FBI would not confirm. A spokeswoman told Reuters news agency only that, quote, further questions should be directed to the Lebanese authorities. The blast on August 4th, which did billions of dollars worth of damage to an area surrounding Beirut's port, has been blamed on a large quantity of ammonium nitrate that had been stored improperly in a warehouse for years. Saudi Arabia failed in its bid to win a seat on the controversial UN Human Rights Council Tuesday, but other nations whose human rights records have drawn criticism, including China and Russia, made it on to the 47-nation body. By secret ballot, the General Assembly elected Bolivia, Britain, China, Cuba, France, Gabon, Ivory Coast, Malawi, Mexico, and a number of others to the council. They will all serve three-year terms beginning on January 1st, 2021. The outcome of the vote was mostly preordained. Candidates were put forward by regional groups that set forth the same number of candidates as seats. Nations elected to the HRC are expected to, quote, uphold the highest standards in the promotion and protection of human rights, both at home and abroad. But many of those new members on the council have been strongly criticized for their poor human rights records. Marissa Melton, VOA News.